Our book reviewer Alan Chews likes to follow good writing wherever it leads him. And recently, he was led to a very strange place, to a new novel called Leash by New York City writer Jane DeLynn.
I should say from the outset that some people, maybe a lot of people, will find the content of the book I'm going to praise quite offensive, if not downright pornographic. So some of you may want to take a moment to leave the room or turn down the sound. Now, here's the scoop. Jane DeLynn's first-person narrator is a New York City lesbian writer named Chris, who one summer night finds herself overcome by what she calls strange longings. When she answers a personals ad, she soon finds herself in a stranger's apartment, blindfolded, fitted with a rough collar, down on all fours, and training to live as a dog. The day I am forbidden to stand but must crawl around the apartment on my knees, the sky is white with heat, Chris informs us. The sweat on my knees and hands soaks up dirt from the floor, and I abandon all attempts to remain fastidious, lying on my side, even in dust. Thirst overcomes me, and I lower myself toward the water. It looks okay, normal, but in fact there is an acrid smell. I drink from it anyway. You can hear how DeLynn portrays the woman's slow descent into another state of mind, which most of us would call perverted, if not downright insane, in quiet, cool prose, which makes the story all the more convincing. And it's the realism that makes all the difference. The scenes where her narrator undergoes obedience training may exasperate you, and the acts of bestiality with Charlie, her anonymous owner's real dog, may disgust you. But if you stay with this novel, you'll find a story about freedom of choice and slavery as believable and provocative as anything else you've read on the subject. Leash is daring and brilliantly done. It's a book whose bite is even worse than its bark.
The book is Leash by Jane DeLynn. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Virginia.